Today we have three candidates for First Holy Communion. Can you please stand up, the three candidates? Okay, congratulations. And thanks for the support of all the members of the family. Really appreciate it, especially the parents. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to his disciples. After he was risen from the dead. After the meal, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Look after my sheep." Then he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was upset that he asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" and said, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." What is the significance of "feed my lambs," "look after my sheep," and "feed my sheep"? Jesus tells Peter to feed his lambs, feed his sheep, and then again, to tend his sheep. The lamb and sheep that Jesus is referring to is the Church of Christ. What is the Church? Many people today understand the Church as a building. This is not a biblical understanding of the Church. The word Church is a translation of the Greek word ekklesia, which is defined as an assembly. The root meaning of church is not that of a building, but of people. So in short, the church is the people of God. We are the church. The church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. It is ironic that when you ask people what church they attend, they usually identify a building. Becoming part of Christ's church means we accept him in our hearts as our Lord and Savior through a prayer of faith. Three times Jesus charges Peter to care for his church. I asked myself, why three times? Probably because following the arrest of Jesus, Peter denied knowing him three times. But after the third denial, he heard the rooster crow and recalled the prediction as Jesus turned to look at him. Peter then began to cry bitterly. Jesus is our chief shepherd, caring for all his followers. Jesus invited Peter and all his disciples to take part in caring for his church. In this text, "feed my sheep" means more than just give them food. It's referring to the work of a shepherd. You know that Jesus is a good shepherd, And in my own reflection, there are six characteristics of a good shepherd. First, a good shepherd knows the sheep. Second, the good shepherd feeds the sheep. Third, the good shepherd searches the sheep. Fourth, the good shepherd heals the sheep. Fifth, the good shepherd protects the sheep. And the last one, the good shepherd dies for his sheep. They are called to nurture others, care for the church, feed believers and the lost with spiritual food, protect those in the church, and go out and seek the lost sheep that are still out in the world. Simon Peter, you will recall, was a fisherman, not a shepherd by training. He was used to nets and boats and water. Now he is called to feed sheep. These are very different tasks. Jesus, the good shepherd, commissions Peter to feed Jesus' lambs and to tend Jesus' flock. Peter should never forget that the flock's owner is Jesus and that he is only the caretaker. As good shepherd, Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. The evangelist then indicates that Peter will die in a manner fitting for the shepherd in the service of Jesus. This mandate of shepherding given to Peter is extended to other shepherds in the community. The apostolic tradition will later pass on this image of the shepherd who is feeding the flock as a metaphor for Christian leadership. The work of the apostles as commissioned by Jesus involves two things. First, to call people to believe. And second, to nurture this faith. This is expressed in two ways, to be fishers of men and to feed the sheep. In case of Simon Peter, in the beginning, he is told by Jesus, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men."